Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 292 for April 17th, 2007, the Sony Reader. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, the GizWiz and Mad Magazine's maddest writer, Turn to Stomach Tuesday, Turn to Table Tuesdays. With Leo Laporte coming up with the gadget of the day. And what is it, Leo?
And what could it be? Something fabulous, actually, that I recently purchased. Here's how it happened. You know, I go up to Vancouver 1 week a month, and I like to read on the plane. I like to have a book on my bedside table at night to help me go to sleep. And
You have a bed on the airplane?
No, in the hotel.
The problem
is that I'm often reading big, heavy, hardcover books. And it's kind of a problem to carry this big old thing around. I thought, boy, there's got to be an easier way to do this. And I thought, maybe e-books are the way to go. But I don't like reading books on my computer screen. So I picked up myself the Sony Reader. Do you know about this?
I do. And I'll tell you my reaction to it, but you fill in yours.
I have to say, I've had it now for 3 or 4 weeks. I wanted to really have it for a while before I reviewed it.
Okay.
It's very lightweight. It's about the size of a paperback, but it's really thin. I mean, it's like a quarter of an inch thin and only weighs, a few ounces. The screen is a new technology that is rock solid. It looks like an LCD screen. It could be a little bit better contrast. It's a slight gray background with black text, but it is very crisp. There's no flicker. It's very solid because the way it works, it charges the screen and changes color for the text, and then it doesn't require any more electricity while you're reading that page. There's no flicker. It's rock solid. Then when you turn the page, it takes a little burst of electricity to charge the next screen, which means you get battery life on the order of weeks. They say something like 7,500 page turns, which means you could read a whole book. You could read 10 books and not have to charge it. And my experience has been that's the case. It does play back music, and that will use up the battery more. But if you wanted to, you could plug in headphones and listen to music while you read. The books have to come from the Sony Connect bookstore, or they have to be PDFs. But unfortunately, my experience with most PDFs is they don't work well with the reader. The Sony books work very well. You don't pay full price for a book. It's about 20% less than the book in the store. But, of course, you're not getting any physical media. You're just downloading
Do they do photos? If there are
It will do photos, book? But it's black. Remember, it's a black and white. It's a grayscale screen. Not even a very, it's probably four gray shades of gray. So it's really a black and white screen. But, yeah, in fact, you can even put your own photos on it. And so I guess if you wanted to have a snapshot of your kids or something on there, you could look at it. That'd be fine. But it's really... Yeah, it does music. Yeah, it does pictures. It's really for reading books. And I have to say, it comes with enough memory for hundreds of books. I think it's 100 megabytes of memory. I put on the Foundation trilogy, 3 or 4 science fiction trilogies because I like sci-fi. This would have been carrying around, a dozen books, and I only used about a fifth of the memory. But you can, if you want, put additional memory in either a Sony memory stick or it'll take an SD card.
That's good.
Which is not unusual for Sony to support anything else, right?
Yes.
But in fact, they do. You do have to buy in the Sony bookstore if you're going to buy. So it's about a half a pound, 6 by 9 inches by 4 by 9 inches. It's a half inch thick. Charges up in a few hours. You get 7,500 page turns.
So, Leo, is it a built-in battery that you just keep recharging?
Yeah, lithium battery.
Built-in.
But you're not going to charge it very much. It uses e-ink, this e-ink technology. And because it has, 64 megs. I'm looking at the specs now. 64 megs of memory. But that's still plenty of memory for hundreds of books, more than you'd ever want to take. So, really, in this one little tiny light device, about 8 ounces, I've got tons of books in there. Now, those are the positives. The negatives, it should be a higher contrast. I'd love paper white with black text. That, like a real book would be so wonderful. The technology's not yet there yet. This really is a first-generation product. The button to turn the pages, there's two ways to turn the pages, neither of which is great. It's a little easy to hit a button that actually sends you way off on the book somewhere, you know, in the back of the book, and then you have to figure out how to get back. It has history.
Oh, okay.
It's a little tricky. Sometimes you can, I've found, you know, until I got used to it, I was often, it was a pain. It's like, where am I now? It does have bookmarking. The buttons should be a little easier for paging through, but they work. You get used to it. And then the other, the thing that I hear a lot of people complain about is there's this weird flicker every time you turn a page. It goes all black and then the text comes up.
Oh, so that's the page recharging itself.
And it's a little weird, but again, you get used to that. I've been reading on this thing. I've gone through one whole charge, so that's a lot of pages. And I've really been very, very happy with it. Great. So have you played with it at all?
Yes, I saw it once a year. Popular Science has an issue called The Best of What's New, and they have pick what they consider the best technology of the previous year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's in December. And at Grand Central, they bring in 10 or 20 of the picks. And the Sony ebook was one of the picks. And at the time, I pretty much said what you said. I said to the woman, I wish there was a little more contrast. Yep. Because, you know, over 50 and magnifies. But
well,
the
they
one
do have
thing,
like, three sizes of text.
I was just going to say, yeah. But she did explain that you could change the size of the text.
And I do it the biggest size. But that's something you can't do with a regular book. And you know, I mean, so it's pretty big letters. You need a light. It doesn't have a backlit. It's a reflective display. So it's just like a regular book. You have to read it in a light. I bought one of those little LED book lights for it. Sony sells those, and they clip on just very nicely. It has a cover. So, I mean, I have to say. Yeah. Now, you have to use Windows for the software. And so that was a little drawback for me since I'm mostly Mac. But
Leah, the price is, it's a little pricey.
$350,
okay.
Look, this is a first generation of what I hope will be a better and better gadget. For me, yeah, it's kind of worth it because I'm not going to have to carry a lot of stuff around. Sony Connect store doesn't have every title by any means, but they do have thousands of titles and enough for me. I looked before I bought to make sure that they had the titles. You know,
do they have Good Days and Mad?
They do not.
Oh, but and they, you still bought it?
They huh. could. They
well,
could.
It shows you.
You should
shows you.
Call your publisher.
Yeah, right. I'll type it in. I'll type it on a memory card.
You know, it's very easy for people to publish books with it. In fact, Steve Gibson bought one, too, at the same time as I did, because he likes to read. He was reading on his palm screen. This is much better than that.
And oh, wow.
Our favorite science fiction author sells his stuff on Mike McCollum. Sells his stuff online at sci-fi-az.com as a PDF, but it didn't work very well, even though the Sony book reader will handle PDFs. It needs to really be made for it. So Steve's helping him get his books put in this e-reader format. Not the copy protected. They'll still be PDF, but a format that works well with the e-reader. When it works well, it's nice. Okay. You get a big text, very easy to read. You know, I think on balance, I'm really glad I got one. And I think they'll get better.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, it's a strange question, but like, if you fell asleep while reading,
it turns itself off.
It does. Okay.
After a long time.
Yeah. Well, in case you're a slow reader.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah, exactly. Can't, that's a very good point. It should, you know, I don't know how long it is. It seems
the
it's
default
might be,
has to be at
like
least
half
a couple
an hour.
Of minutes.
Yeah. Because,
yeah, right.
But it's not, you remember when it's on, it's not using any power.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Or very, very little power anyway.
And I remember the woman at the display, I forgot what the ultimate number of books it can hold, but it's
huge.
It's huge.
And you can put a 2 gigabyte SD card in there, and it's basically unlimited.
Carry around the Library of Congress.
Practically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, certainly more books than you could read in a lifetime if you filled it up all the 2 gigs. But I have to say, you know, I've got, you know, enough. I don't feel like I'm going to have to worry about it for a while. I put, you get, at least when I bought it, I got $50 coupon at the Connect store for buying it. And so,
oh, nice.
And so I loaded it up. I loaded it up, and I've got a lot of songs on there.
Well,
songs, I say songs,
you.
Books. They're books.
Yeah.
And
right.
You know, I listen to
song
books on tape. Song books. Books of songs. I listen to books on tape, so I even have more, really. You know, quite.
Well, you know, if you plugged in headphones and read aloud, it would be like books on tape.
Yes, it would be. It would be.
Kinda.
So, $350, that's my pick.
Okay, well.
I think I'm going to give it a qualified. I mean, I know it's pricey. I'm going to give it a qualified thumbs up for if you know, if you're willing to spend the price and you know that this is you know, this is something that you want. I think this is a pretty good.
Okay. We have to come up with something different because thumbs up is copyrighted.
Oh, can't do that, huh?
Transistors up.
Two transistors up.
Two transistors up.
Well, I only have one transistor, so I can't speak for you.
Oh, okay. One transistor up.
And do you think this is something you would use, or?
Well, you know what? It's going to sound strange. I don't read.
Oh well, I read. You probably wouldn't use it then.
Probably not.
It wouldn't really be the first thing you'd put on your list.
Yeah. I happen to love USA Today because all the stories are complete on one page.
Wait a minute, Now wait a minute, because there is software out there that will download websites or RSS feeds and put them on the reader.
Oh.
And you can download USA Today and put it on your reader before you get on the flight. How about them apples?
Yeah, but I don't want to pay $350
to read a 25-cent paper.
To read USA Today. Yeah, yes, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Really,
I mean, I'm not like a mathematician, but
we know that.
Oh, so yeah, and thank your lucky stars about that.
Anyway, so you're right. It's pricey. It's kind of a gadget.
Seriously, if you are an avid reader and an avid traveler, and you can carry everything you want to read
on a long trip
in less than half a pound, this is going to make sense.
It did.
Absolutely.
It did.
Yeah.
All right. No, anyway, there's my gadget. Here's our jingle.
Okay.
It's letter time.
Okay, well, I had saved these two letters for Turn the Table Tuesday, and you kind of made them a little bit moot with your pick today.
Because I have a decent pick instead of the toothpick bird.
The
long-awaited toothpick bird letters.
I only picked two of them. Just two. Toothpick bird with about 15 question marks after it. We need to inflict some sort of punishment on Leo if he continues to pull these truly stench-filled gizmos. His picks smell like month-old salami.
Oh, this guy should be writing for Mad Magazine.
Yeah, Leo must be stopped in our lifetime. Seriously, I enjoy the show with the exception of plastic bird items. Please stump Leo on the back of the head for that one. That was Michael Hopkins. However,
yes.
As I've said to you before, no matter what show I go on, no matter what gadget I say beforehand, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. There's someone who likes it.
Every time.
So, fair and balanced reporting. Here's the second letter. The subject is best episode ever.
Dick
and Leo, I had to write and comment on your episode of the Daily Gizwiz on the toothpick bird. That was the funniest episode ever. I listen to you guys every day on a long 20-mile commute back and forth to work. It was at night. I was coming home from a long day at work. That episode came up in my playlist. I just about died laughing at you guys carrying on about that gadget. I almost had to stop the car. Thanks a lot for the great work, for devising a way for people like me to look forward to their otherwise grueling commute.
Hey, you know what? Part of the reason I do podcasts, part of the reason is because I don't have to commute anymore, so I have so much more time.
Oh, okay.
But I commuted into San Francisco every day for 13 years. That's an hour each way with no traffic, and when there was a lot of traffic.
And the amazing thing is you didn't have a job in San Francisco.
I just drove in, and I would get a cup of coffee and come back.
Your wife
but I avoided the rush hour that way.
Yeah, see, that was it. And I said, Leo, you do avoid the rush, but not having a job is
Oh,
Dick.
Good point, Dick.
You know, that's a good point. I just wasted 13 years of my life.
No, I know how it is to commute, and I never wanted to commute, and I got stuck doing it so we could live in this beautiful little community north of San Francisco. But now that I don't have to commute, I make podcasts for everybody who's stuck doing that still. Someday you won't have to be sitting in the car in traffic, and then you can make a podcast for me.
Oh, okay. Okay, we should credit Steve from Denver, by the way.
Thank you, Steve. He's doing the same thing. He wants to live in a beautiful part of the country, so he has a little drive. Big deal.
Well, anyway, it's wonderful that people, you know, love what we do.
We are very, very grateful. We thank
you. And you know, I basically write people when I have time. I just write back and say, listen, right now our pay is great emails. And
so that's what's, yeah, you just
paid us. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
That means there's going to be 3 more episodes thanks to that.
That's right.
Hey, Dick, we are out of time.
Okay.
But we will be back tomorrow. I survived another Turn the Tables Tuesday.
Yeah, that was... I must admit, that was pretty good.
Got another good one for next week.
I've been,
you know what? This is so bad. I'm actually buying gadgets so that I have something to talk about. I felt so humiliated.
Well, okay. Well, you should.
Going out. Yes, and buying crap.
I know.
So
well,
I
you know,
talk about it.
You know, someone sent me an email and said, you guys are always talking about... You have no sponsor. He said, it doesn't cost anything to do a podcast. What are you talking about? And, you know, I'm not going to write back, but, you know, we have to find stuff. You know, you go out and buy stuff.
This is work. It's not even whether it costs anything. We spend a long time doing it.
A long time when I should be writing stuff for Mad Magazine.
That's right.
Plus, I just did my taxes. I spent $27,000 last year
going to
trade show. Yeah, and travel.
That's what you're telling the IRS anyway.
Oh, yeah, well, I spent
$190,000.
Right. Well, I flew my entire family.
You go all over. You go to Miami for the boat show. You go all over.
I'm so tired of Las Vegas. Las Vegas has so many, the travel goods show, the hardware show, CES.
Well, and I hope you wrote the trips to Toronto to do the TV show off, because that's a business expense.
No, I did.
And we don't
pay it is
you
a business
back.
Expense.
Yeah.
No,
you're coming out to Vancouver next month.
I'm coming to Vancouver in May.
Yay!
And I'm going to tape a bunch of shows with you there and see what Vancouver's like.
You're going to love it. Have you ever been?
I've never been.
Oh, and you're coming at a beautiful time of the year. It should be, the sun should come out and it'll be gorgeous and you're going to love it.
It's going to be warm. I'm coming in May, the second week in May.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. It does get hot in the summer. I don't know how it'll be in May. It's probably spring-like weather.
Yeah, but I want to see where the studio's like. And, you know, maybe we'll do what we did when I used to go to Toronto. Maybe we'll record one or two podcasts live.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so.
All right, Dick. Well, I'm thrilled that you are coming up to see us. I'm glad we could get a Turn the Table Tuesday in without any wax upside the head. And we'll be back tomorrow with another Daily Gizwiz.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.